Hi.
How are ya?
I'm decent. How you doing?
I'm so fucking tired.
Why?
Because I'm still unemployed.
Oh, I guess that is exhausting.
Yeah, and this week was a rather long week just preparing for doom and gloom, which didn't happen, but preparing for it was tough.
Yes, this week was doom and gloom free, which was a lovely turn of events.
A lovely turn of events from the past few Wednesdays that we've had.
Yes.
And the memes that have come out of the inauguration are great. Have you seen those Bernie memes?
Yes. Although every single stupid DC company is putting him in.
Oh my God.
Like, just let it be a meme. You don't have to jump on the trend too.
Oh my God. And they don't even understand. And it's like so poorly photoshopped. And like, I get that that's the whole point. But like, come on. Stop.
Yeah, I know.
Like, but Kramer's did it. Oh my God, it was awful.
Who did it?
Kramer's.
Oh.
And GW did it too. Oh my God.
South Block even did it to advertise their new location, which just
No, they did not. Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's their new location?
In the old Dolcezza space.
Which one? In DuPont?
14th. The Logan Circle one. The Logan Circle one. The one that I used to work at sometimes.
Oh, there's a new South Block there?
Going to be.
Oh my God, that's so close.
Yeah, to you. Yes. Not to you, actually. To your boyfriend.
To my boyfriend.
Anyway, welcome to our podcast that isn't about the city of DC, but apparently is about the city of DC.
It's where we live. It's where the seat of government is, thankfully still.
And it's where Bernie Sanders is. Oh, sorry. We spoke at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is just how tired I am. Welcome to We're Not Experts, But. I am Catherine. Yes.
Welcome. I am Liv.
Oh, not your full name?
No. I'm just Liv. For this podcast, it's just Liv.
Are you Liv in for this podcast?
Definitely not. Nope. I'm actually dying. Thank you, sorry. Though.
I'm sorry. Well, this is like a part two to our mystery cure-alls that we were doing. So last time you were doing meat planning. Are you still meat planning?
Did you just say meat planning?
I don't know. Are you meat planning and also meal planning?
Mostly meal planned a little. Actually, my meat was pretty spontaneous. What is even happening to you?
I don't know. I haven't even drank anything today. Oh my God. Anyway, have you continued meal planning?
Meal prepping, but yes, I have.
I just got everything wrong, didn't I?
It's all the same. There was meat and I did plan a little and then I prepped. Yes, I did not a big meal prepping because of the impending doom, and I knew I was going to be away from my apartment. Mm-hmm. So I just made homemade chicken parmesan on Monday night because I had off on Monday.
Oh,
so
yummy.
I just pounded out some chicken and made a homemade marinara and made enough for either that dinner that night and then 3 days of lunches, mm-hmm. or dinner that night and then 2 days of lunches plus a dinner. But other than that, oh, and
that was very prepped.
It was pretty prepped. I also put that thing that is shredded, that's not lettuce.
Cheese?
No, it's lettuce, it's green. Sometimes kale? It's not. Yeah, kale, thanks.
Okay. Kale.
I put some kale in a bowl and I massaged it and I put pomegranates on it and parmesan.
I still can't believe you have to massage kale. Like, that sounds so sexual.
It's a very needy vegetable.
Okay. That's enough of that.
But now I'm facing, I have nothing to eat for tomorrow. And yeah. I forgot my lunch today. So I had to order out.
What'd you order?
Kava.
Yummy.
Story of my life.
I would have been super sure that you would have been done with kava. Just so sick of it.
You can never be sick of kava because there are a million and one combinations.
I guess that's a little true.
But I don't have a butt, actually. Never mind.
Just period. End of sentence.
I just got home from work, everyone. I'm really sorry. There's something very draining about being in person and talking to humans all day, every day after not doing it for 10 months where I am
10 months.
Yeah. I'm cranky and I'm tired and I'm like, also, like in a good, I'm not mad or anything. It's just like, my brain isn't there. So apologies.
Because mine is
here either.
All right, moving on from that just great little distraction about where our brains are or are not. Today is my week, and guess what I did?
Well, I know what you did, but I'll give everyone a second to guess. Ready? Go.
Do, 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 do. Beep, beep, beep. All right, when everybody guess, email us your answers. It was breath work. And it was divine. So I pretty much suck at everything having to do with this podcast. I did not post my little vlog yet. I cannot figure out how to post the entire thing. I'm still working on it. But I think I'm going to have to like break it up into 1 minute segments, save all of those to my camera roll, and then post those individually. That's going to take me four fucking ever to do. So I'll post it when this comes out. Anyway, I did breath work and it was amazing. I got emotional, which I didn't expect. It was great. So I did a little bit of research because I thought that breath work was going to be like meditation. But it's not. It's just, whereas meditation takes you on like a journey throughout your entire body. Like it starts from your head all the way down to your feet, to your inner core. It depends on the type of meditation you do. This one is fully focused on your breathing. And it's really cool because according to verywellmind.com, how do I practice deep breathing for anxiety? Deep breathing is very important because it helps you avoid the fight or flight response in stressful situations, which is why if you're having a panic attack or you're just feeling very anxious, people tend to tell you to just, you know, calm down and breathe. So it made a lot of sense. I don't know why I wasn't thinking about that earlier.
Sorry to interrupt you. I was just going to say, yeah. Well, I feel like when you're having a panic attack, tell you to just breathe, it feels stupid and flippant and not like... Yeah. Like an actual good tactic to take, especially when you're like in the heat of a scary. Mm-hmm.
Like when you're mad and somebody tells you to calm down, it's like, duh, why didn't I think of that?
Yes. But
it's a little different because with this, you're actually doing it to yourself and you're focusing only on your breathing and not someone telling you to breathe. So it's kind of, in a way, it's like proactive response, I would say. I guess my process was I did it in the mornings. Oh, I started doing it in the mornings to kind of, you know, quiet down my mind from the day, you know, process how I slept and just kind of release all my anxious thoughts before I did my classwork, before I applied to jobs, before I had interviews, you know. And I thought that that would help, and it did. However, I had an appointment with my psychopharmacologist. He is amazing. And we started to talk about my sleep patterns because, as y'all might know, they are pretty messed up now ever since I don't have a job. And he suggested that I try it before I go to bed instead. So I have been doing that for the past week, and I'm getting into the swing of it more. And I think it's because I still use my phone after I do the breath work. So I'm totally undoing everything that the breath work did. Gotcha. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does. All right. Do you have any questions so far? I feel like I'm just kind of rambling at this point.
No questions so far. Yeah, no, keep going.
So I guess my whole process was I wanted to make it kind of, you know, very zen in my apartment. So what I did is, especially when I started doing it at night, I would clean my entire apartment, especially right by my bed, which is where I would do it. I laid a blanket down. I lit a couple candles or put like some essential oils into my diffuser and just kind of made it, you know, very zen. Now turn off all of the lights when it was at night. I found it a lot easier because they tell you to, at least the people that I did the breath work from, they tell you to lay down on the floor on your back. So I found the floor a lot easier to get in the swing of things rather than, you know, laying down on my couch or laying on my bed. I don't know. It was something about the hardness of the floor that I really enjoyed with the breath work.
It's very grounding because when you have your bed and your couch, it's like those are places you go when you might be feeling anxious or when you're happy or when you're sleeping or when you're doing TV or when, like, there's so much attachment to those spaces. And I feel like
For things other than anxiety, you know, like those places have a purpose for you. You're not really supposed to be on the ground. So for me, there was sort of like this, I don't know. I don't want to say dichotomy, like that's not the right word, but I cannot think of the word right now. It made me very focused on what I was there to do and not say like, ooh, my bed is super comfy. Ooh, my charger's right there. Like, ooh, I can like turn on the TV, but my remote's not there. Like, it made me just very focused on what I had to do. I really looked to YouTube to find different people. I did hear about it first from Instagram influencers, and that made me just really curious. So then I went to YouTube and just typed in breath work. And like I said in my little vlog, which you'll see is if you have the Calm app, or any guided meditation app, or like even an exercise app, you need to go through a couple ones to find which ones you like, right? Like to find out which voices calm you down, to find out what the best type of guidance for you there is. So I definitely felt that with this one. But then I found this one woman, and for the life of me, I cannot remember her name, but I will tag her in my blog. And she was just great. Her voice was the most soothing I've like ever heard. And then she started to play like really calming sort of spa music in the middle of it after she kind of helped you through like the first 5 minutes of it. And then she just breathed with you while also just giving you some guidance just throughout, but it wasn't overly explained. I don't even know how to explain it. I don't want to do the breathing right now because it won't translate to a podcast.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know. It made me very emotional because at the end she said, you know, just go on, hug yourself, let it out if you have to cry, if you have to scream, if you have to laugh. Definitely emotions that I felt while doing guided meditations as well. But when she told me to hug myself, I was like, oh no, here come the waterworks. Oh, and like, no. I just laid down for like 10 minutes just hugging myself. And then I just had to get up. I was like, all right, I feel peaceful, like the kind of peace after you've had a good cry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that with the breath work was just, I don't know. I really liked it. I will say it does take some practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be able to quiet your mind down and really take all of it in and only think about what you're doing, you know, not thinking about what kind of notifications you're getting, not thinking about what you're going to have for lunch or dinner, not thinking of where you have to go or what you have to do or you have to talk to. Practice makes perfect for anything, like we were saying last week with the cooking.
Yeah.
You just need to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and you'll get better at it.
Yeah.
Like meditation, like yoga.
So
I would put this in the same category as that.
Is it the same in that like you're following specific instructions? Like, what were some of the things that the lady that you followed would say to you?
So there are different types of breathing techniques. With her, she told us first to put one hand on your stomach and then the next on your heart or in the middle of your chest. And then she told you to close your eyes and then just breathe in a certain way. So you take one big inhale, don't exhale, and then take another big inhale. And then you breathe out. So you take two inhales, one exhale, two inhales, one exhale while having your hands in that place. And then she told us to lie backwards after about 5 minutes of really regulating your breath. And then she said that you could keep your hands, one hand on your belly, one hand on your heart. You could keep your hands to your sides or you could keep both hands on your stomach. And that's what I chose to do. That just felt the most natural to me. Is what both my hands on my stomach. And then you just kept breathing. And then she would say stuff like, whatever you're feeling, let it go. Just listen to your breathing. Different things like that. Instead of like a guided meditation, she didn't say stuff like, just let all of your feelings go, blah, 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 right? It was just like, keep breathing like that. Just let your thoughts go, focus on your breathing, until the end when she said, like, okay, now go and hug yourself and scream, cry, whatever you need to do.
Mm.
So it was very, even though it was guided at the beginning, it wasn't overly so.
Okay.
Like I had said earlier. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It does sound very similar to meditation. I feel like maybe meditation just doesn't emphasize the breath so much. It's more about like clearing the mind any way that you can, rather than using your breath to cleanse.
Right. Like meditation doesn't have, at least the meditations that I've experienced, doesn't have a lot of focus on the breathing or the different types of breaths that you can do, like breathwork does. Like breathwork just focuses on different types of breathing to really focus in and hone on that part of yourself, to just let all of your emotions go. And yeah, like you can get emotional with yoga or with meditation.
One time bawled in the back of a yoga class.
Like, yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Like, it can be a very emotional experience, right? Just like sitting there with your thoughts and your emotions. And so it definitely had that sort of aspect to it, but it was just completely just focused on the breathing and not really like what the rest of your body was doing.
Got it.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But you should still lay completely flat, like, she told us not to cross our legs, not to bring our feet in unless we were getting uncomfortable just sitting on the floor.
As you were.
We could like bend our knees and put our feet flat on the floor. But like that was pretty much it.
Got it.
Yeah. No real rules, but I really liked her. I really wish that I could find out her Insta handle or remember off the top of my head, but I'll tag her.
So did you find her on an app?
No, I found her on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, I did find her on YouTube. All of the people that I tried their breath work was from YouTube. And I just typed in breath work, guided breath work on YouTube. And I found her. She was like the third person. So I actually found her, and her name is Pushing Beauty on YouTube. And the one that I really enjoyed, it was like, again, third video when I just typed in breath work on YouTube, pushing beauty guided breath work meditation. So I guess it does fall under the umbrella of meditation, but with slight variations.
Got it. I was going to say, because I hate meditation. Mostly because I'm not good at it. Yeah, no, I'm not good at it. I'm really good in like a yoga sense or like a going to sleep sense, but breathing like that actually triggers panic for me, because like
you feel like you're choking.
No, it's being so conscious of what my body is doing that I like, I don't know, somehow send. Same thing is like if I'm listening, like if I'm laying on my boyfriend's chest and I can hear his heart, I start to get heart palpitations because I'm like suddenly aware.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like that body shit. Unless I'm trying to fall asleep and I'm listening to someone who's like, there's also like you were saying, spa music, or in yoga when you've just like done a whole thing and it's a come down. But I was going to say, the couple of meditation classes that I have like gone through sound very similar, but just like more, I don't know, more guided, I guess, but definitely like breathing heavy. Still, it sounds really interesting.
And that is completely the opposite of me. I really like laying on my boyfriend's chest and hearing his heartbeat. You know, like I find that very soothing, like almost like a sound machine when you're trying to fall asleep, but in somebody else's body. Like that's the kind of soothing that it has for me. I know that was like a weird way to put that.
That is very serial killer of you. I'm going to make you my own human sound machine.
Oh no, Army Hammer.
Ew. Oh.
Anyway, I'll get to that in my Rose and Thorn. Ugh. Yeah, so that's especially, and it's so weird to me because to me, it is so much like meditation and yoga. Yoga has tons of meditative and breathwork qualities in it that I'm very surprised you don't like it.
It's just that like bringing awareness to my body.
Right.
it's kind of hard to describe because I don't mind like stretching and stuff, and that's bringing awareness to my body. Here's what it is. When you have a panic attack, your heart rate goes through the roof, mm-hmm. accelerated. Like when I was hospitalized, my heart was, I forget, and I'm going to sound like a dumb idiot, but here I go. There's like a range for being, in danger of having a heart attack because your heart is right. beating so fast. And that's what happens to me when I get panic attacks. I get to that level of like super, super, super fast. So mm-hmm. that's why I don't like to think about hearts beating because of those moments where I'm like, so right. like, my heart is thumping out of my body. And then the breathing, I cannot breathe during a panic attack, which I think most people have experienced, can't right. get your yeah. breath. And you have to focus so hard on breathing. I don't know. That's why I think with the yoga and with an actual meditation, like guided meditation, not a breath work, there's more distraction going on,
mm-hmm.
less focused on like those two very specific bodily functions.
Yeah. Like with meditation, you are focusing on so much more than just your breathing. You're focusing on what your entire body's doing. So it's still a body thing, but it's not pinpointing one thing in your body.
Exactly.
Like, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay. I can't run without headphones in because I can hear myself breathing and that makes me panic.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I was saying before, the importance of deep breathing and doing breath work is to help you avoid the fight or flight response in stressful situations. And so it's supposed to like decrease anxiety. So the fact that you specifically have anxiety surrounding that is really interesting to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up, I guess.
Have you ever like tried specifically breath work? Or does the sound of it just not sound appealing to you?
It definitely doesn't sound appealing to me, which is why I'm really happy that you did it because it sounds like you really benefited and really enjoyed it. And if we had had the conversation together about it, I would have brought the whole episode down and I would have felt so bad because I'm glad that like this is all yours. I definitely have done things where I solely focused on my breathing, but I wasn't focusing on the fact that I was focusing on my breathing. Do you know what let's say I feel these days I've had panic attacks for like 11 years now. So I pretty much know when they're coming or whatever. So I breathe differently as a coping mechanism, but I'm doing it as a coping mechanism and therefore I'm not focusing on it like a breathwork thing.
I get it. You're doing it as a distraction tool, not focusing on it to help you get out of that attack. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I guess then on the flip side, would you be willing to try one?
Yeah. I think if I found the right voice and then the right mixture of like background facial spa music, then maybe I would get into it. I would definitely try it.
And just like meditation, there are different lengths. Like the one that I did was about 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's long. 23 minutes and 42 seconds. But like 10 minutes of that was really just her talking and plugging different shit and stuff like that.
Yes.
But I did find ones that were like only 5 minutes. There were a couple 10-minute ones. And then there were ones that were like an hour, which I don't want to sit on the goddamn floor for an hour, no matter how much I liked my breathing exercise. Because I will say, I think that the 20-minute ones are just a smidge too long for me. Because by the end of it, I was like, how much longer do I have? Like, this is fucking great. But like, when can I get up now? And I'm not sure if that's because I was acutely or subconsciously aware that I was filming myself during it,
mm-hmm.
or if it was just the length. But I don't know. That's a question for my next check-in.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. So you're definitely going to keep going with it.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you going to
keep? Oh my God, my first one that I'm going to keep doing.
Yay! That's the thing. That's so exciting.
I know. Yeah, it was a great experience for me. And it was a good experience too, trying it at different times of the day. And I guess I'll keep going with it at night for a little bit longer without then picking up my phone at the end. Like I'll do it when I'm like just getting a little bit sleepy, plug in my phone on the other side of the room, whatever, and then shut my laptop when I'm done. I also think it'll depend on the day I had or the day I'm going to have, whether I'm going to do it in the morning or at night. And I might just completely switch it up depending, which is the good thing about, you know, breath work and meditation. You can do it on your own time. It's not like a yoga class, you know, where you have to like be somewhere at a specific time.
Yeah.
You can do yoga in your apartment, but you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. No, I definitely get that. And it is nice because then you can kind of like focus on different, you know, whether you want to like energize yourself, because I know a lot of breath work will help you energize rather than like shut down for the day or whatever. So
exactly. Like this one, I did it like right before my boyfriend came over for our anniversary. It just completely energized me to the point where he was like, "What did you do this morning?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I did breath work. Now I just feel so ready for the day." And like, oh my God, I was so excited. He had no idea what to do with me. I was like so zen, but in a happy, energetic sort of way. It was
excellent.
Completely different than how I've been feeling, because I like haven't been taking my meds regularly, which my psychopharmacologist is not pleased with me. But yeah, so I don't know. It was just completely different than how I've been feeling recently, which was a good change.
That is nice. That is nice. If we can find a couple of those things throughout the run of this podcast, like tools to use, happy day.
Then we have done our duties.
Yes, we have.
To ourselves.
Well, that's exciting. I'm excited to hear when we check in next about it. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're going to like go back to the beginning time-wise, like do a couple of smaller ones and then maybe amp back up? Or since you've already done the longer time one, you're just going to stick with the long, I know you said 20 minutes is too long, but like something like 10 minutes or something.
Again, think it really all depends on A, how much time I have, and then B, how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Like if I'm feeling really anxious, then, and I have the time to do it, then I will probably do a longer one. But if I'm like already in a good mood and just kind of want to be in a better mood to continue out my day and to like motivate me to do the things that I need, then I'll do like a 5-minute one. Like maybe not even guided, maybe do it on my own and just like set a timer for 5 minutes. Mm. Like I think it'll really all depend. All depend, like I said.
That's exciting. Well, yeah.
I know. Claps for me.
Great claps.
Yes. I hope you all try breath work. I really liked it.
I will let you know if I ever do.
Susan, if you want help like researching the different types of breath works, there's also this article that I found called 10 Easy Breathing Exercises for Anxiety. So there's like deep breathing, which has like different subsections, quieting response, teddy bear breathing, 4-7-8 breathing. Then there's mindful breath. Like, so there's a whole plethora of different breathing techniques that you can do.
What is a teddy bear breathing exercise?
Okay, so it's called teddy bear breathing for kids. This technique can be used for children. Lie on your back, place one hand on your chest, and place a teddy bear on your belly button.
Ew!
Close your eyes and relax your whole body. Breathe in slowly through your nose. The teddy bear should rise, but your chest should not. When you have taken a full deep breath, hold it, count to three, then slowly breathe out. Repeat until you feel relaxed.
That poor teddy bear.
What's wrong with that?
Being used. I'm sure kids will love it.
Stop being so cynical.
No, never.
Oh, anyway, so that is my rambling, really excited episode on breath work.
Well, that sounds good. I am happy for you. I'm glad you found something that you like.
I know, something that like I can do on my own time that I don't need to be a pro. And I think that that's why I liked it so much, is because even though I had never done it before,
you've been breathing for years.
I have been breathing for years. I would consider myself a professional breather.
Excellent, excellent. And
it's not something like, you know, meal prepping or DIYs or like crocheting or whatever, cross stitching. It's something that comes very naturally to me. So there was no worry that I would be bad at it.
Sure.
Like there was no perfectionism, OCD need there, which can heighten my anxiety a lot. So I think that that's why I really got into this.
It sounds like the right choice for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of our 30, 60, 90, that's coming up, huh?
Yeah. So look for that episode. It's going to be posted very soon. So you can hear all about, things that happened 30 and 60 and not 90 days ago.
It's going to be a mini-sode.
Yeah, like the fastest, smallest sode of all time.
Ew. Okay, that's quite enough of that.
Should we move into our rose and thorns?
Yes, unless you have any other questions or thoughts or feelings or anything else.
No, just make sure you report back. I definitely am intrigued to hear.
Oh, definitely.
Because I don't think you're going to stop. I think you're just going to like find fun new ways to do this, which is really cool and exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. And pretty soon I'll be trying it on my own, you know, like guiding myself and doing it and trying. Because for the past couple of weeks, I've been just doing that 2 inhales, 1 big exhale. Mm-hmm. So I like really haven't deviated from it. But now that I found this article on the different ways to breathe, I'm going to be branching out and trying new different ways and see if those help as much as this one specific one does.
That's nice. That's good. And then you can have a whole suitcase of breath work to whip out at any given moment.
A suitcase?
I don't know. A briefcase? A attaché? I don't know. Make me stop.
No, it's really funny. Just keep going. Where's the thesaurus?
A satchel?
Okay, that's enough.
Legal bag.
A tote.
A tote. I do love a good tote.
Okay, enough of this. What's your rose and thorn?
Well, I think as a collective, everyone's rose is the dawn of a new day.
Maybe put
that out there because I feel like that would be both of ours and I feel like we don't have to waste a rose on that.
Yeah, that's like completely off the table. We both know how we feel. We know how pretty much the entirety of DC, nay, the world feels.
I would venture a guess that not the whole world, but yes, this city, definitely. What a relief. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Many tears of happiness and joyfulness. And
oh my God, like Demi Lovato and Katy Perry's portions of the concert last night, like really got to me.
I didn't watch any of that. I am still not over the beautiful Amanda and her poem. Poem. Oh, I just God. Said poem, like I've never said the word before. Poem. And then just seeing a freaking lady, not just a lady, but Kamala Harris, a lady mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in her fine coat.
Did you fucking see Michelle Obama's drip?
Yeah, she was next level.
Fire.
Yesterday Fire. Was a celebratory day.
Oh my God. Like her hair was flawless. Her belt was like, look at me. I'm wearing wide-legged pantsuit.
I have
a greenish color.
So into a wide-legged pantsuit. Let us be 1972 again. I'm into it.
Fucking love it. Anyway. So besides the inauguration, what was your...
Okay. Well, when we first deemed tonight to be the recording night, I was like, honestly, my rose might be... Have you watched The Queen's Gambit?
No.
Okay. So we started it this past weekend, and we have one more episode left. But there is one episode in which she is having obviously really bad sex with a stoned drunk man. And quite literally asks him, how much longer? And that has been replaying in my head over and over. So I almost was going to do that as my thorn, but I figured I'd just share it anyway. I mean, my rose, but I figured I'd share it anyway.
Have you ever asked a man that?
I haven't. I wish I had the gumption that sweet lady does.
do it, it makes you feel so powerful.
Well, I'm like, with someone I don't want to ask that question.
But well, yeah. You don't have to ask it like that. You can ask like, are you done yet? That's what I've said.
No. Oh, man. Well,
it gives you so much power.
I bet she's, you would like the show solely for the fashion. She is like,
I've heard it's great.
Late 50s into the, right now it's like 1968 or 9. Mm-hmm. She wears one of those beautiful clear rain hoods.
Oh, yes.
She's so cool. Anyway, my real rose is that I had a fantastic weekend and I've just been happier than normal. I've been very happy the past week and a half, 2 weeks. So this weekend was just like a really good one. Made a lot of really good food. I went to a thrift store the size of IKEA. I got picture frames. I got new art for my bathroom. I got new candlesticks to paint. DIY, hello. And then I got all of the seeds that I'm going to be planting for the spring and summer. And
then you made a spreadsheet.
I made a spreadsheet and it is the most, I was looking at it before we logged on or while my computer was booting up. It's beautiful and perfect. And my grow light arrived today specifically for the seeds. I'm so happy and I'm so excited.
I'm like shaking my head at you. Like you're so ridiculous.
I know. Like, I love it.
You're so obsessed.
I'm so obsessed. It makes me so happy. But then also I made a legit budget for the first time in my life. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes. Big times. But I'll save that conversation because I know we had maybe wanted to do that as an episode one day. So I'll hold.
Yeah. And you need to send me like your budget spreadsheet so I can just input mine.
Well, it's on an app, so I can't do that.
Oh, what app?
I'll send you. I have two. So I'm using two just in case we ended up. I literally thought about this podcast when making it because I was like, if we end up doing it, I want to be able to like have something unique to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I've already done it before the episode. So one of them is called You Need a Budget, but they shorten it to an acronym.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Which is great. And the other one is Pocket Guard. And that one
I've never heard about.
There's like paid features and unpaid features. And I think I don't like it as much as You Need a Budget because You Need a Budget is very singular. Like you are giving each dollar a job. So maybe that job is being a security blanket in case something happens, or maybe that job is savings or rent or whatever. And it's like all very black and white, whereas Pocket Guard is more of just like keeping track. I don't know. I'm just very happy that I decided to do that. Happy, happy, happy.
Well, golf claps.
Thanks, thanks. Yeah, I feel like budgets deserve golf claps.
So. Yes, or snaps or whatever.
Yeah, apropos, I like it. I don't know. My thorn is like, I'm PMSing, which is never fun. Lots of cramps. Yeah. And this is my first, gosh, this is TMI. I'm sorry for any men, coworkers, male coworkers, literally anyone who doesn't know me like this. This will be my first period at a job in person
since
the pandemic. And for some reason, I feel like it is the first period I've ever had. Like I have like rage and anxiety and I don't know. It's weird. So that's just kind of tinging my day to day. And then my house is a mess because I thrifted. I'm cleaning out a whole bunch of stuff. So I have like piles of stuff to donate.
Can we go to Goodwill soon? Because I also need to get rid of a bunch of shit.
Oh, we're never going to Goodwill again. We're going to this place that I went over the weekend that is the size of a fucking Costco.
Where is it?
There's a bunch of them. The one that I went to is in Merrifield, which is kind of like, it's in Virginia. It's about 25 minutes drive from my house.
Can we go soon?
Yes. It was scary though. Like people. So my real thorn is that I have COVID fear all of a sudden. And I don't know if it's because I'm PMSing or realizing like the adrenaline of a new job has worn off. But I read an article in the New York Times today about long COVID and the symptoms there. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, COVID and we're in it and the new thing and the other thing. And then the vaccine, I have COVID fears again, like pre-summer, like before everyone kind of chilled out.
Like first lockdown fear.
Yeah. I don't know. That's my thought.
Well, you are also like around a lot more people than you ever have been going back into an office. And yeah, like it might not be crowded, but you're not home alone, not seeing anybody. So that's very understandable.
Yep. Yeah. It's freaking me out. What about you?
To be honest, I don't know. My thorn, I don't really have one. Okay. No. The thorn is that I am very fucking hot right now. I'm like sweating.
No.
I'm so hot. Just the most hot. So that is going to be my thorn because to be honest, I don't really have one. Oh, still being unemployed. That's also
that's a thorn. One.
It's a good one because I thought that I was getting this job. I followed up a few times last week and they said they still didn't know. And then now like tomorrow's Friday and I still don't know. So I don't think I have it.
Mm.
But anyway, my rose, I don't really have one of those either.
You're just coasting. Okay.
I'm just coasting, I guess.
What about your anniversary?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. It was a really, really, really good one. Thank you for reminding me.
I know it was your rose last time, but that was pre and now this is post, so it totally counts.
It was a very good 2-year anniversary. He came over to my apartment, which he almost never does because he thinks my couch is too small. And then we were supposed to cook dinner. I got this like really nice recipe that I really like, but the chicken turned out to be bad. Like as soon as I opened the thing, it just, the smell wafted to me. And I had literally just bought this chicken 3 days beforehand and I had kept it in my freezer, didn't really take it out at all. It was the worst. So we ended up ordering actually really good pizza for DC coming from New Jersey. And then we watched Gladiator, Bake Off, and one other thing that I cannot remember. And then we had really good sex. I'm not going to lie. I guess we'll talk more about this when we get to our sex episode, but
I don't know if we're having a sex episode anymore. My coworkers know about this podcast. You can do one by yourself.
I can talk about it. It's fine. I don't have coworkers, but yeah. So yeah, it was just all around really nice. And then I guess after we get off of this, I'm going to watch that new Netflix series doc on the Night Stalker.
Ugh, I watched it. Yeah.
Was it good?
Not my favorite one.
Oh.
But good in that there's a lot of stuff I didn't know. Like, not that I didn't know, but like details and survivors and hearing from direct in person. But they focused a lot on the relationship of the cop and the detective. Stuff like, I don't really care about you. I get it that it's central to the story and like, you're a young guy and coming up in the world and now you're a big important man. It's not why I was watching it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And also like, he's not the serial killer. Like he's never been one that I've been really interested in learning about.
Same. He's just too evil. Like, there's not a lot of nuance there.
No, no. Like, even though Ted Bundy is, this is going to sound wow. So just know that I do not condone. I'm not a serial killer obsessor. I don't find any of them cute.
Nope.
I don't condone what they did.
No.
But he's not like a Ted Bundy, right? Like, and even though Ted Bundy is so overdone, like, he was smart.
Mm-hmm.
And he was clever.
And attractive.
And even though Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't smart or clever, he was still a good liar.
Yeah.
And Richard Ramirez wasn't any of those. He was just evil, like you said.
Yeah. He just, there's nothing to that story. There's no like, I don't know. Yeah. There's nothing to that story other than just pure yuck. So I guess that's a really good point. I wasn't super expecting a ton anyway when I started it.
Right. I just kind of wanted to see it because I don't know a lot about him. Mm-hmm. And it is something that like I haven't really watched on Netflix yet. Like I just.
You haven't really watched a documentary in a while or.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't like really done anything true crime in a while. And I don't really know why. Not even a podcast. It's been very just not true crimey around here.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I guess we've done it.
Oh, I have one more thorn.
Tell me.
I can never watch Call Me By Your Name again.
Luckily, I never watched it, so.
And it's so good.
The thing is, I don't even want to talk about him because it was so disgusting. You go ahead and explain because you brought
it up. I don't really want to explain. If you know, you know. If you don't, please don't Google it. But, like, yeah, Armie Hammer is not a good person. No, not massive, a good person anymore. Or never was, warning. But what?
I said massive trigger warnings. Like,
yeah.
I think the usage of the phrase trigger warning is liberally applied. And so sometimes I'll see trigger warning and it won't impact right. me. I should have taken it seriously because I spent the rest of the evening grossed out, nauseous, and like never wanting mm-hmm. to interact with another human again.
Like I said to you when we were initially talking about it, and you could just hear it when we were talking about the new Night Stalker doc. We're true crime aficionados. We mm-hmm. have watched shows about it. Like, we've heard things. I feel like we don't, like, not a lot can really scar us anymore because we watch and listen to so much like that. But this one was even too much for me. Just like reading those leaked DMs and like reading these different women's stories is just heartbreaking and so sickening. And I wish that he could go to prison, but I don't think he will.
I don't think so, unless they find something concrete, which I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. It was all like just talking about it. He never actually did anything.
Bad news all around.
Okay. So you can catch us on the flip side at Twitter at NotExperts1, Instagram at WeReNotExpertsBut. You can find us on every podcasting platform. And you can even email us at WeReNotExpertsBut@gmail.com.
Yay.
They can't see you nod.
That's true. I was nodding for you, mostly. Okay, well, great. Find us there, and we'll talk to you later.
Yes. Okay, goodbye.